You're listening to SBS News.
The Inaugural China International Import Expo, or CIIE, opened in Shanghai this week, but it isn't your average trade exposition. Unless, of course, your average trade expo counts 18 country leaders among its important guests and involves 130 countries and regions, 4,000 companies, and a total of 300,000 visitors. It's massive. But more than an expo, the event is a symbol. Chinese President Xi Jinping, in his opening speech, framed it as a symbol of China's commitment to opening up.
中国国际进口博览会是迄今为止世界上第一个
The CIIE, as the first import-themed state-level expo in the world, is a pioneering effort in the history of development of international trade. The CIIE is aimed at pushing for a new round of high-level opening up. It is a major measure for China to take the initiative to open its market to the world.
The reported brainchild of President Xi himself, the event was designed to restore confidence in China's slowing market and rebrand the country as a champion of globalization. For 5 days, international exhibitors are spruiking everything from Brazilian coffee beans to Italian bed linen. They're hoping to woo China's growing middle class, a market of 400 million keen to spend on foreign technology, food and services. Leading the Australian delegation is Trade Minister Simon Birmingham, who arrived ahead of the expo to promote an AFL match between St Kilda and Port Adelaide in Shanghai next June. His visit ends China's one-year freeze on Australian state visits to China.
I look to this as a positive opportunity to highlight China's success, the strength of the Australia-China relationship, and the areas within which we can continue to work constructively in the future.
Debate over Chinese interference in Australian politics and education has strained diplomatic ties. But Blackmore's Asia Managing Director Peter Osborne says the trade relationship remains strong. The vitamin brand is one of 150 Australian companies participating in China's import expo.
It's a trade show on steroids, as only you could have in China. I think Australia's got a sort of an enviable reputation for our quality, for the natural ingredients that we have, and that's how people see us.
But the head of the Department of Australian Studies at Beijing Foreign Studies University, Diane Hu, says that reputation has taken a beating. She warns future trade with China may not come as easily as Australian businesses hope.
The Chinese businesses who have dealings and also invest in Australia, they're getting more concerned. And they're starting to perceive Australia as a less favourable destination for investment and also trade.
Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne is making her first official visit to Beijing this week for a strategic dialogue with her Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. Ms. Hu says that meeting is a very positive step towards further thawing bilateral relations and ensuring Australian products and services remain competitive in China.
A favourable perception is vital. You need to love a country, or at least like a country and trust a country, to go there, to travel, and also to, you know, feel confident and reassured enough to send your children there.
At the expo, Australian companies will be competing with big brands from Europe, Asia, and North America. Notably absent, though, are any high-level officials from the United States. Despite the optimism of the huge expo, the escalating trade war between the United States and China remains simmering in the background.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.